This is a very Bintelbelet kind of attitude to have, and it can be considered rebellious. So there is this set of expectations, what a dancer should be, what an Oriental dancer should be, what an Oriental dance piece should look like, and then there is the creative spirit, right? And when I am bringing my creativity and my uniqueness to the table, I will often do things others are not expecting. I will break the rules, I will do things my way, I will pave the road less traveled, and I will do, even in terms of movement, things that are not obvious. They are not what most dancers would do with this kind of music, with this kind of speed, with this kind of style, okay? I want you to get into this spirit of, first of all, dancing to experience, not so much to perform and to impress. This is a pressure, the pressure of performance that I believe dancers have nowadays to an extent that nobody's enjoying anymore. You don't see dancers anymore. You see puppets, you see machines. It's very sad. It is very sad. You see like machine-like movement, very cold, very tense, very fast, very hysterical. There's a lot of overdoing. There's a lot of aggressivity. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of struggle. None of that has anything to do with the Egyptian dance I got to know and love from Egypt. None of that. It's a very clear distortion of what the dance actually is, okay? So I want us to get off the mice wheel. I want us to get off that mice wheel, really, I mean consciously. And instead of overdoing and going like into the diva mode, we just enjoy and we dance in a human, cool way. We're just experiencing. Nowadays, this is harder than doing 1,000 movements in 1 second. Okay. On the other side, as I mentioned, we're going to break the rules. So sometimes when the music goes so fast, I go extra slow. Sometimes when the music is giving me something, I add something else that it creates a contrast and it creates an awkwardness, but makes sense. Sometimes all I got to do when everybody would be running is just stop and stare like a creepy woman. No, not this, not staring. You don't need to stare. Only if you want. This is for extra effect. If you are performing this choreography, if you want extra effect, you just stare like a creepy woman. But that's just it's extra. That's just a silly note on my side, but not so silly if you need it. It will always come in handy. You never know. So we're gonna focus on these two sides, okay? Experiencing as opposed to performing, and also breaking the rules. Now, we can only break the rules when we know the rules. So before we go into the choreography, I would like to give you this last note on ballet and on Egyptian dance in general, which is the more you know the rules, the know you more the technique, the know you more the style, the know you more the culture, the more you can break the rules, the more you can go against it, or you can play with it, or you can be groundbreaking. If you don't know the rules, you don't know how to break them. This is super important. So when I speak about breaking the rules, it's not a statement of disrespect. Sometimes I'm misunderstood, so I gotta make this very clear. It's not like, I don't care what is the ballet style. I don't care about the music. I'm just gonna do whatever I want because I want to be different and original. That's not what I mean. I mean, you know the rules and then you break them. Okay, so education feeds creativity. The more educated you are, the more creative you can be, the more free you can be with your creativity. Super important, all right? I always say, you know, we don't have to discard anything, but we have to recover the essence and a little bit, you know, go against the grind, actually. You have to go against the tide. It's not easy, but you do. And the more people go against the tide, the more we can create a new tide, you know, where we're not competing with each other. And it's not about who's the biggest diva in the room, but about actually enjoying the dance and sharing the dance. Because this is what Raksa Sharki really stands for. You know, it was never meant to be an ego vanity thing. It's not meant to be that way. So the more we do it from the essence, the more it becomes normal, okay? This is at the core of the Raqs El Baladi. This is at the core of the Bint El Balad. I mean, you cannot get more Bint El Balad than that, believe me. It's this kind of comfort in your own skin that allows you to be outrageously relaxed and sensual and not giving a damn if you're impressing others. You don't care. This is the kind of breaking the rules, or one of the kinds of breaking the rules that we can do with Egyptian dance. And it's so nice. It's so nice for so many reasons. Again, you know, we're so much living, not only in Egyptian dance, but, you know, in society, we're so much living into an overdoing culture and performing and being the best and wow. It's almost, you know, revolutionary when you say, you know what? I'm not going to run. I'm still going to get into the music. We're still in the flow of the music, but we are like extra slow, like painfully slow, man. Because we want. Because we can. Because I don't have to run all the time. And because there are so many ways of dealing with the music. And so many ways of creating contrast. And creating dynamic and creating an impact. Even if you're dancing for an audience, listen to me very carefully. Even if you're dancing this for an audience, they will not be expecting this. And this will hit them in a way that it would not hit them if you did 1,000 movements all over the place. Because that's unexpected and it's a statement. It's a statement. It speaks of self-confidence and comfort in my own skin. And that's very shocking. You know, it's very shocking, unfortunately. I'm laughing because it's, you know, I find part of it, I find it funny, ironic. But why should it be shocking, a woman dancing, feeling comfortable in her own skin, right? I mean, why should this create an impact? It shouldn't, but it does. It does because that's not how we're used to see women dancing. And this is not how we're used to see women presenting themselves.